This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Perek Aleph Mishnah Tes. The Mishnah takes us deeper into the Beis Hamikdash, and with each area that gets closer to the Kodesh Kodashim, the status of that area becomes holier. The zone we last discussed in the previous Mishnah was the Ezras HaKohanim, the area that was located just before the Mizbeach that stood in the main courtyard of the Beis Hamikdash. Mishnah says the next area that got holier was Bein HaUlam Vela Mizbeach, was between the Ulam, the front portion of the actual Heichal building, and the Mizbeach. That is, west of the Mizbeach, there was a little bit of space and then steps leading up to the Heichal building, which again begins with the Ulam portion. The Mishnah says this section, Mekudesh Mimena, is holier than the section we last discussed in the previous Mishnah of the Ezras HaKohanim, in that She'ein Bali Mumen Ufru'e Rosh Nechnasim L'sha. No Kohanim with disqualifying blemishes or uncut hair, that is hair that wasn't cut within the last 30 days, may be there. According to most commentators, this is a rabbinic decree. The Rambam holds it's biblical. Most commentators say it's a rabbinic decree. But either way, practically, the area between the Mizbech and the Ulam was holier than the previous area of the Ezras HaKohanim. The Mishnah continues, HaHeichel Mekudesh Mimeno. The place within the Heichel building, the Beis Hamikdash itself, is holier than the place just outside of the Heichel, between the Mizbech and the Ulam, in that She'ein Nichnas L'Sham Shalorachut Sidayim Raglayim. No Kohen who has not washed his hands and feet by the Kiyur wash basin may be in the Heichel. He's allowed to be just in front of the Heichel, just in front of the Ulam, but he can't actually enter the building if he has not washed his hands and feet at the Kiyur. Now, as mentioned, the first section of the Heichel building was the Ulam. One proceeded from the Ulam, which was relatively short, you know, lengthwise across the entire building. And from there, he would enter the Kodesh. This is where the Shulchan and Menorah and the small golden Mizbeach were found. But as one continued west, deeper into the Heichel building, eventually he would arrive at the Parochas, the curtain that divided the Kodesh between the Kodesh Kadashim. Beyond that curtain was the holiest part of the Beis Hamikdash, the holiest place in the world, which at the time Bais Rishon housed the Aron. The Mishnah says, Kodesh HaKadashim Mekudesh Mehem, the Kodesh Kadashim section of the Beis Hamikdash is holier than all of them, all of the places mentioned until now. It's the holiest place. She'inichnas l'shom l'kohen gadol b'yom ha'kippurim b'shasu avoda. For no one may enter the Kodesh Kadashim except for the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, to perform the Yom Kippur services that need to be performed there. Now, one of the points the Mishnah said was that the sanctity of the area between the Mizbeach and the Ulam versus inside of the Ulam, the Heichel building itself, is not the same. For the Mishnah's first opinion, that Tanakama had stated that a Kohen has not washed his hands and feet by the Kiyur may not enter the actual building, the Ulam, the Heichel building, but he is allowed to be between the Mizbeach and the Ulam, right in front of the Heichel building. He just cannot enter it. The Mishnah brings a different opinion, who says that it's not true, that there's actually no halachic difference in terms of people are allowed to be in these places between, or just in front of the building, and between the Mizbeach and the building, versus inside of the building. Amr Rabbi Yisr Biosi said, in the following five ways, the area between the Ulam, the front of the building, and the Mizbeach, and the inside of the building are the same. They are, first, She'ein Bali Mumen Ufru'e Rosh Ushersu'e Yayin V'shalorucho Sidem Raglayim Nechnasim L'sham. The following individuals may not be in either of these areas. Any Kohen with a blemish, or if his hair wasn't cut in the last 30 days, so Tanakama agrees with those points. He mentions a case that wasn't mentioned so far, of a Kohen who had at least a revius of wine. Rabbi Yossi says such a person is forbidden not only to enter the Heichel, but he can't even be just in front of the Heichel, between the Mizbeach and the building. For a person, even a Kohen, who did not wash his hands and feet by the Kiyur, Rabbi Yossi says not only may he not enter the building, but he can't even be in that area just in front of the building, beyond the Mizbeach. So in this, Rabbi Yossi differs from the Tanakama, And five, another halacha that applies to both these areas, Rabbi Yossi says, is that a portion may be na ulam ala mizbech b'shas haktara. No one may be present. Everyone has to leave, not only the hecha building, but even just in front of the building, there between the mizbech and the building, while the ketores, the incense service, is being performed. Just the one kohen performing that service inside of the hecha by the small golden mizbech may be there. No other kohen may be anywhere in the hecha building, nor even in the area just in front of the building, beyond the mizbech. And so in the end, according to Rabbi Yossi, there's no difference between the area of Bina Ulam, Bila Mizbeach, and inside of the building itself, in terms of which people are not allowed to be there. But the halacha, the Rabbi Bartunura says, is in accordance with the Tanakhama, the first opinion.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.